In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I am reluctant to draw attention to things that happen in the world specifically, especially in secular society and culture, because we know those things are fleeting. However, it seems appropriate, especially as we listen to our gospel and the exhortation to live out the virtue of humility, that we pause for just a moment and reflect upon the world indeed in which we find ourselves, which made itself abundantly clear this past Friday at the opening ceremonies taking place in Paris to open up the Olympics. The church was on attack. For no other reason, brothers and sisters, than that we are the church. For no other reason than we believe in the mystery of our Lord and Savior and the truths revealed in Holy Mother Church. They took this opportunity, an opportunity that made no sense, to do something that was nonsensical, gross, irreverent, and sacrilegious. There were a variety of different comments about it, everyone responding to it. There's been the usual ire from our bishops, both in this country and around the world. Gee, isn't that a bad thing, and we need to pray more. But other than that, really what everyone has told us is we simply need to go along and get along. We need to be easy as things happen in the world. We need to not take ourselves so seriously. This is significant, because in truth, Satan always seeks to reveal his face, although in times of great virtue, he remains hidden even as he continues his work, prowling about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. But in the age in which we find ourselves today, Satan has removed his mask. He's made himself very clear and very plain. And he does indeed enjoy prowling about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. And he does so without any resistance from any quarter, most especially those who are dedicated precisely to that one task, to resist Satan, to stem the tide of evil. Now, it certainly doesn't rest to all of you individually or even us collectively to stem the tide of evil in the whole world. But it does redound to each of us individually and collectively to be living our Catholic lives in such a way that the graces that God uses, gives to us, that we then become instruments of bestowing to others, become the means by which the world is indeed transformed. It is abundantly clear that we cannot rely upon governments to change society and culture. Government is complicit in advancing the culture of death, the hatred of the church. And sadly now, even the church herself seems to be a cooperator in her own demise, periodically raising her head to boo-hoo at the world, only to return to saying and doing things that contribute to the very things about which she was complaining. Now one might say then, what do we do with this and how do we respond to this? And one might even be tempted to give into despair and doubt about the future of the church and the power of God, but that would be the wrong response. God is never mocked. God is never outdone in generosity, and certainly he has vindicated us by conquering sin and death once and for all. God's victory is real and true, lasting and forever. That is the foundation then upon which we build our lives and our very existences. And at the heart of this is embracing the virtue to which our Lord calls us in our gospel from St. Luke. You must be humble, pure, and simple. Because it is humility that opens up the gateway for all of the other virtues and allows God to twist and mold and bind us and create in us that which he wants for us, that which he knows is best for us. That can only happen if we put our own will and desire aside and instead embrace the will and desires of God. It certainly doesn't include looking at ourselves as the Pharisee does and seeing all the good things that we do, or in comparing ourselves to others saying, at least I'm not like them. And maybe indeed you aren't like them. But that really is not the gauge of our success in the spiritual life, that I'm not as bad as the worst person next to me. If that indeed is your high watermark as to how successful you are cooperating with the grace of God, then you are no different than all of those who live outside the confines and the truths of Holy Mother Church. We always must be striving to give God the greatest. And so indeed, if you think of yourself as perfect, there is more perfection that you can seek. If you think of yourself as better than those that you know around you, members of your family who have walked away from the practice of their faith, friends who deny the existence of God, those who have chosen to sleep in today, and you feel somehow good about yourself, resist that feeling. Instead, recognize that you are an unprofitable and unworthy servant who is only doing that which you are required to do. We're not supposed to get gold stars for doing the things we're supposed to do. We're simply supposed to do them and rejoice in the fact that we have done our duty. This is all, after all, that the heart of the virtue of piety, doing the things of God, finding joy in doing them, pure and simple. Not seeking reward, not desiring to be seen by the world, not searching for the adulation and the glories of men, but only doing the things of God. Now, lest anybody's minds begin to wonder, saying, "Oh, Monsignor, you're the worst offender against the virtue of humility. We know that because we remind you of that constantly." And I am reminded of it myself as well. I can be a prideful, willful man. I can give in to my demons and my darknesses and my arrogance. I can always find my own way and somehow prop it up as the right and the only way. But I can also testify at each and every single instance I have failed miserably. And whether it is I am overcome and wrought by sin, or simply find myself separated and agitated because I am no longer with God, when I do my own, when I think my own, when I walk my own, it only leads me further and further away from truth. None of us in preaching and proclaiming do so because we are perfect practitioners of the truths that we preach. We do so because it is the truth and it needs to be shared. And maybe even more so because it comes through instruments that are broken and frail, that we must listen to the words that are being said to us. And so hear not the man who says it, but be attentive to what it is that he says, because he repeats to you the words in sacred scripture. For everyone who exalts himself shall find himself humbled, and he who humbles himself in the sight of God shall be exalted. In the fullness of time, brothers and sisters, as we live deliberately our Catholic life, enjoy the fruit of being Catholic men and women, despite the world, and maybe precisely because of the world in which we find ourselves, we then will be instruments for the transformation of this culture. It may not happen in our lifetimes. It certainly will not happen in mine. There is, sadly, more work for Satan to do. But there is no reason for us to lose hope or for us to despair. Our energies must be living well the life that God bestows upon you. Simple and uncomplicated. Believe. Practice humility. Be men and women of prayer. Live well the vocation to which you have been called. Married life. Consecrated life, priesthood, religious life, wherever you might find yourself, live that well with and in and through God. And then in his divine providence, he will see fit to use us as he himself desires. All we are required to do is to hold our heads low, refuse to look up with God with arrogance, and instead recognize that which we truly are. Sinners, seeking the mercy of a God who loves us completely. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.